you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
I want you to notice that the psalmist starts out our verse by saying, blessed be the Lord. What does the psalmist start the verse off by saying?
Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed has three particular meanings that we as young men and young women need to know and understand. First of all, when you talk about blessed be the Lord, you're saying praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the one who saved me. Praise the one who is in control of everything. For the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all they who dwell therein. Praise the Lord. Put those hands together. Open up your mouth and say hallelujah. Do a dance. Give him the praise. You know, David said, everything that has breath should praise the Lord. And if there's anybody in a church that should be known for praising the Lord, it's young folk. It's young adult. All that energy that you have, there is no excuse for any of the young adults and young folks in God's house not to be able to give God praise. Oh, now y'all getting mouse quiet and still as a statue. Look at somebody and say, young folk should be known for giving God praise. Oh, yeah, young folk should be on fire in God's house. All that the Lord has done for us, we should give God the praise. And I've come to find out, listen, it's not that young folk don't know how to praise God. What I have seen is that sometimes young men and young women pick and choose when to praise God. They pick and choose when to praise God. Well, if I feel like it, I give them the praise. But look at somebody and say, no pick and choose. Look at Psalm 34 and verse number 1. He tells us, look, it should be no picking and choosing when we should praise the Lord. The psalmist says in Psalm 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. From sun up to sunrise, we should give God the praise. We should give God the praise for what he has done in our life. How many have the testimony that you may not be where you desire to be, but when you look at your life, you know you're not where you used to be. And if the Lord hadn't helped you, you would be in a mess right now. That's something to give God the praise for. Lord, you saved me. Don't have everything I desire. May not be all that I desire to be. But Lord, I have changed and you have helped me. How many can look at your life and say, the Lord has changed you? See, the Bible teaches if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. If you're in Jesus, you should be changed. I better say that again. If you're in Jesus, you should be be changed. Oh, Lord, I used to cuss, but he helped me. I don't cuss no more. I used to hoe, but he helped me. I don't hoe no more. I used to steal, but he helped me. I don't steal no more. Oh, God, I got to give him the praise. I'm not perfect, Lord. I mess up from time to time. But, Lord, you are helping me, and I give you the praise. I said I give you the praise. We should praise him for what he is doing. Not just what he has done, but what he is doing. God is moving in our lives. Even if you're going through something right now, if you look closely, you can see God is working. You can see God working things out together for your good. Even if it's small steps or little blessings, that's still something to give God the praise for. And how many have matured to the point that whether it's something small in your life or big in your life, you still gonna give God the praise? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all mighty ice cold, and I'm talking about praise. I said, how many are to the point you'll give God the praise for what he's doing right now? But then we should get happy about what he's going to do. He done told us that bigger is here, bigger is coming, better, happy, good, and so forth. That's enough to give God the That's enough to spin in a victory turn. That's enough to shout hallelujah. He said, I will give him the praise, or his praise will continually be in my mouth. Oh, look at somebody and ask them, say, do you continually praise God, or are you sometimey? I got to be honest, we got some sometimey folk at the MSW. Yeah, yes, you do. You got some. If they feel cute on a certain day, they may not give God the praise. If things ain't going the way they going, the way they desire, they may not give God the praise. But look at somebody say, we got to mature. We got to give him the praise all the time. Matter of fact, can you take about 4 seconds and give God a hand clap of praise? Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. I will bless the Lord. Number two. To bless the Lord means to give thanks. So I'm giving him praise when I bless the Lord. But I'm also giving him thanks. Lord, I thank you. I show gratitude. Lord, things could be worse in my life. Yeah, I said things could be much worse. Somebody wish they could have my problems. When they compare my problems to their problems. Lord, I give you thanks. I bless your name. I give you thanks. Well, I got a bad report, but it could be worse. I give you thanks. Well, I'm riding on empty, but at least you riding. Somebody walking. I give you thanks. I wanted some new school clothes. Didn't get them, but at least you got some and you don't have to go to the Salvation Army. I give you thanks. Oh, we all got something to give God thanks about. But everybody don't give God thanks. When you look in the scripture, there were some men that were sick in their body, 10 men. And they came and asked the Lord for some healing, and he healed all 10, and all 10 left. But only one turned around and went back to the Lord and gave him thanks. Only one of the 10 went back to bless the name of the Lord. That should not be so amongst faith walkers. We should always give God thanks. Quit complaining about the gas and give God thanks that you got some money to give him or put gas in your tank. Oh, look at somebody say, bless the Lord means to give thanks. Look at Psalm 35 and 18 with me. Psalm 35. Y'all still with me? All right, Psalm 35, 18. Psalmist says, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. David wasn't ashamed to thank God in front of folk. See, some young folks, some young adults, even some grown folk got that testimony, well, God know my heart. Well, see, what's in your heart should come out of your mouth. Yeah, sometimes you just got to give God thanks on the football field. Sometimes you got to give God thanks while you're checking somebody out on the cash register at work. Lord, I'm about sick and tired of the job, but I give you thanks that I have a job. If some folk right now don't have a job, but Lord, I give you thanks that I have a job. Oh, you got to learn how to give thanks no matter where you are and who's around you. Oh, God, look at that penny. Lord, I thank you. Pick that penny up and add it to my pickle jar. Oh, I give you thanks because it could have been $100. It could have been $516. I lost $516 last month. I'm still looking for it, and I'm wondering if somebody giving God thanks for my money. But nevertheless, look at somebody and say, no matter where you at, what you're going through, give God thanks. Even if you in sin right now, give God thanks that you got another day to get it right. Woo! How many know that somebody doesn't have the opportunity to get it right? And you may know right now you're not where you need to be, but you can give God thanks that he gave you breath where you can repent of your sins. He said, I'll do it no matter who is around me. How many got that testimony when God bless you, you'll just give them the thanks? You'll bless the name of the Lord. You'll do a little, oh, thank you, Lord. What did you say, ma'am? I said, thank you, Lord. I'll give him the thanks. That has to do with blessing the Lord. Y'all with me? So what does it mean to bless the Lord? First, it means to what? To give praise. Secondly, it means to what? To give thanks. And thirdly, to pay great respect. Not just normal respect, great respect. Bless the Lord. It goes so far to actually mean to kneel down. To get down to bless the Lord. I kneel down. But that's not the only way. When we lift our hands, that's giving God respect. When we ask you to stand for this, stand for that, that's giving God respect. When we say stand, but you sit down and you don't want to move, you're not blessing the Lord. No, I want to show God great respect. Get up in the morning, I have to just sit on the side of the bed and just give God thanks for allowing me to see another day. Oh, I got to show God great respect. Before I eat this turkey neck, Lord, and these mashed potatoes, and this cabbage that First Lady done prepared, Lord, bless it so it don't hurt me, but I give you thanks. Oh, I give you thanks for these turkey necks. Then you turn around and taste it and look at it and say, girl, you did good. These some good turkey necks. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah, you thank him for your food. You thank him for your day. You're blessing the Lord. When he does this, that, and the other for you, you give him thanks. You show God respect. Look at my definitions. To lift hands, to bow your head, to wave. All of these are ways that we pay God great respect. I could add being obedient. When we just obey God, that's blessing the Lord. Am I right about it? Notice the verse. Y'all read it. I got it. I got it right here for you. Psalm 103:1. Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Look at this. And all that is, help me, within me. Bless his holy name. See, if we're going to bless the Lord, we need to learn from the psalmist. Don't do it half-heartedly. He says, bless the Lord with all that's in you. All that's in you. Show God respect with all of your heart, all of your might, all of your mind. Now, you didn't fall asleep on that boring 2-hour movie. How is it that you can fall asleep in God's house? You going to pay more respects to Netflix, Hulu, Batman, more so than in God's house? Have you ever watched something that was boring? When you was like, well, I'm already 45 minutes in, so might as well just finish it and see what's going to happen. Yeah, you just sat there and gave that TV all your attention. Or have you ever been watching something so good and you had to go to the restroom or you wanted to go get something to eat? He's like, nah, I ain't going nowhere. Let me see what stupid Tyreek gonna do right here. Let me see what he gonna do in this particular scene right here. Paying respect to the television or what we're watching. But see, when it comes to God, the psalmist says right here, we should bless the Lord with all that is within us. Whatever you and I do for the Lord, we shouldn't do it half-heartedly. If we're going to clap, let's just go ahead and clap. If we're going to shout hallelujah, let's go ahead and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Look at somebody and say, bless the Lord. So what does it mean to bless the Lord? I gave you three meanings. The first one is what? To praise. The second one is to give thanks. And the third one is to pay what? Great respect. And so when we look in our verse in Psalm 68 and 19, notice, young people, David says, blessed be the Lord. Then he gets specific on why he wants us to bless the Lord. Because he recognized that he daily loads us with benefits. Give God thanks, praise, and the utmost respect because he's doing something daily. He's doing something daily in your life. Even when you and I don't bless the Lord the way we should, he's still doing things daily. Every single day. Every day, God is on the job doing something in our lives. Now, how many would be honest and say sometimes you slack up from giving your vows to God on a daily basis? But see, God ain't slack. Every single day, he's doing for you. Even when you fall short, he's doing for you. Even when you miss the mark, he's doing for you. Every day. He don't take weekends off. He don't work one shift. Every single day. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Every day. What does he do, David? He loads us. I'm going to make sure every day that I prepare something and pour something out for my young people. I'm going to prepare something special, and I'm going to pour it out. That's what load means. He's going to prepare every day. See, the Bible said, I have not seen, ear have not heard, the things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him. Every day, young folk, God is preparing something for you and me. And then he not only fixes it, but he pours it out. I'm going to make sure I hit you at home on the job. If you go to Atlanta, if you go to South Carolina, I'm going to pour it out every single day. Boy, I thought y'all would get excited about this. Oh, y'all stay with me. Now, what God is preparing and pouring out is not for everybody. Notice the text. Who does he do it for? Us. Faith walkers. If you born again, spirit filled, you love the Lord, this is a promise for you. And all of God's promises are what? Yes and amen. But if you're not born again, if you're not a Christian, you're missing out. See, God doesn't do certain things for everybody. This is a us movement. He does this for faith walkers. Folks that come to church, hear the word, leave, and put it into action. Folk that trust God. Folk that pray. Folk that read the word. Folk that tithe. Folk that give. Oh, he talking about me. Is he talking about you? He said, I'm going to load you down daily. Notice, with benefits. Jeez, something good. Something that's going to make your life better. Now, you're in a good place because that's what he promised. Good, right? Happy, right? But God got some benefits that's going to make our life better. Even better than what it is. Now, you happy with that hourly wage that you got right now. But God got something that's better than that hourly wage. You happy with what you driving right now, but God got something better than what you're driving right now. Oh, God, I said he got something that'll make our lives better. We don't have to look for substitutes. I don't have to smoke weed. I don't have to vape. God got something better. I don't have to go to the club. God got something better. God got something better. He got benefits for us. See, when people tell you that being saved is boring, they don't know what they're talking about. It's beneficial. It's beneficial to be born again and living here on earth. Now, we can talk about benefits when we die, right? But we ain't talking about dying. We talking about while we're here on earth, God got benefits for us. And this is what the enemy will do, young people. He'll try to give you substitutes for divine benefits. As you grow in life, you meet people, you have desires. You have to make sure that what you call good is really of God. Because every good gift comes from the Father above. And oftentimes, young folk get messed up because they get a substitute. They get something that's artificial, and it may be good temporarily, but in the long haul, it messes their life up. And so you have to make sure as you grow as a young woman and as a young man, is this a benefit to my life? Because you don't want nothing artificial, do you? What woman in here wants a fake Louis Vuitton purse? Where you at? Stand up and testify. Who want a fake LV? Nobody. You want the what? The real thing. Who in here want a fake pair of Jordans, brothers, if you wear Jordans? You want the one with the man with his feet like that instead of like that? Who wants some fake Jordans? Nobody. Y'all won't even talk back to me. Nobody. Nobody. And God is the same way. He don't want to give us nothing artificial. He wants us to have something that's beneficial. You can have the fake high or the real high. Which one do you want? You want the fake high, the temporary high, or do you want the eternal or the real high? A real high in the Bible, yeah. These folk in scripture were on such a level of God blessing them that folk thought they were drunk. Folk thought they were drunk. And the man of God had to tell them, look, these folk ain't drunk as you suppose. They got that new wine. That's that Holy Spirit working in their life. This ain't what you think it is or what you used to. No, this the real thing right here. If you want the real thing, look at somebody and say, I want the real thing. Yeah, I want the real thing. You ain't got to fake it till you make it with God. No, we don't say that. We don't fake it till we make it. No. We just trust God. Wait patiently on him, it says in Psalm 37, and he'll bring things to pass. Look at somebody and say, don't you fake it till you make it. Yeah, God will give you the real thing. Yeah, he'll give you the real thing. Something that's beneficial, good, or better. If you with me, say, I'm with you. Now, look at the verse. Y'all look at the verse. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who loads us daily with benefits. And then he explains, the God of our what? Salvation. The God of our salvation. He gives benefits to us because he's the God of our salvation. His benefits are going to do three things: deliver, protect, and prosper us. That's God's benefits. That's what they're going to do. Deliver, protect, and prosper. What do God's benefits do? They deliver, come on, protect, and prosper. That's what his benefits do. That's the real thing. That is the real thing. You don't have to have a substitute. God's benefits will cause you to be delivered. Help me out. Come on. They'll cause you to be protected, and they will prosper you. Getting high is not the real thing. That's not going to deliver you. Being a freak is not going to prosper you. I can say that. I used to be a little freaky. I wasn't too far out there, but how many know what I'm talking about? Yeah. No, that's not going to cause your life to prosper. You may enjoy it for a few moments, but it's not going to cause your life to prosper. No. No, God's benefits deliver me, protect me, keep me out of hell. You got to ask yourself, is this right here beneficial? Is this going to keep me out of hell? Or is this going to cause me to go to hell? We were looking at the funeral home obituary, something I do not do. But because my wife's father passed, I said, look, let's see the post that they put online. And so we read the post, we reflected on his life, and I said, let me see who else is on here. Man, I got to going through there, and it was just young folk dying. And this one young lady stood out to me who was from Villa Rica, 20 years old. I said, man, this girl, 20 years old from Villa Rica. I said, she dead. And I told my wife, I said, I'm acting like folk don't die. But I was just like, this a young girl, 20? She said, yeah, guess how she died? I said, how? Overdose. Using drugs and just killed her. Scrolled to the next one. She said, yeah, him too. He was in his early 40s. That's young. Overdose. Could you imagine getting high and that be your last time? And then you lift up your eyes in hell? No, that's not going to protect me. That's not going to keep me out of hell. And see, folk get mad at teaching like this, but it need to be taught. Yeah, preachers need to tell folk not only about heaven, but Jesus preached more about hell. The place where the worm does not die. The place where the fire and the smoke cannot be quenched. Good God. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. All that going on in hell, and it's not just for a couple of years. Forever? No, no, no. Look at somebody say, no, no, no. That ain't for me. That ain't for me. It was 84 degrees this week and I was too hot. Hell is not for me. So you have to ask yourself, is this beneficial? Is this a part of God's salvation for me? And then he ends the verse with the word Selah. Look at somebody say Selah. You know what that word means? Pause. It just means to think. Just think about what he wrote right here. Just think about God wants me to bless the Lord. And every day he's going to load me down daily with benefits. He's the God of my salvation. Just take some time. Don't try to rush. Just think about that. Every day, Lord, every single day you want to do something beneficial for me? Every day? Jesus, benefits don't kick in on the job until after 90 days. But every day, Lord, you got something beneficial for me. I'm not even the preacher. You want every day? Every single day. Lord, I'm 12. I don't work for nobody but my mama. And you want to do something for me every day? Think about that. When you go to school, when you come home, when you got trouble and problems, every single, even on Monday. When folks say Monday is a miserable day, we know they lie. But look at somebody say, even on Mondays. Yeah, every day. Payday once a week or once every 2 weeks and some once a month. But every day, Selah, just think on that. Just meditate on that. And while you're meditating, think about how many days you have missed your benefits. Think about how many days you was focused on drama. What he said. What she said. What they posted. That dumb stuff. Think about how many days you missed a benefit from God. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and ask, have you ever missed some benefits? Because y'all mighty quiet. Y'all ever miss some? Yeah. Probably all of us. And I know I done missed more than a few. I can't even count. But them days for me is over. I can't afford to miss anything God has for me. Not when every good and perfect gift comes from God. I need these benefits. I said, I need these benefits. How do you feel about it? If you feel the same way, look at somebody and say, I need his benefits. Yeah, but it's sad. It's sad how many of God's people have missed peace because you was focused on the wrong thing. You missed a move of God because you wasn't living by faith. You didn't pray. You took a day off. You didn't get in the word. You said the wrong thing. We have all been there. But I'm trying to paint a picture, young folk, and really communicate that God does not want his young people, his young adults, to miss their daily load of benefits. Amen. Every day, God got something for you. And it's special because, again, it's not for everybody. He got something for you. Every single day. Jesus, your boyfriend or girlfriend don't do something for you every day. God got them beat. My spouse don't do something for me every day. No, I don't do nothing for my spouse every day. God is in a league of his own. Am I right about it? Man, we ought to give God some praise for just being God. Jesus, I thought y'all would be more happy than that. Well, maybe y'all are. Man, if you're happy about this word on today, you ought to just keep giving God a hand clap of praise. Jeez. I'm sorry, Lord. I done messed up my own self by missing some benefits every day. Every day. That's what we're going to be dealing with this month, some things that God wants to do daily. And the first thing God told me to teach, tell them I got benefits for them every single day. As long as they living by faith, I'm going to do something every single day. But Lord, they're young. It don't matter. I show no respect of person. I got benefits for teenagers, 20s, 30s, and so forth. God shows no respect of person. He got daily benefits for his young folk, and I want them. Woo, I want what's mine. And if you drop yours and don't want it, I'll walk right behind you and pick it up because I want mine. Am I right about it? So let's look at this. Let's look at David later broke down some daily benefits that I want to just teach you in scripture and talk about them, and then we're going to be done. Y'all ready? He went further than just Psalm 68 and 19 talking about it. He got to breaking down these daily benefits that teenagers and 20 and 30 year olds and so forth need to know about. Let's notice Psalm 103. Oh, God. Psalm 103 and verse number 2. And look at how David starts it off. Bless the Lord. He is on this praise thing. Am I right? Yeah. Oh, my soul, and forget not, help me out, all his benefits. So this is the key in this verse. Young folk, this is something you can't forget. This is something you and I need to hold on to. This needs to be a part of us. Don't you forget that God has daily benefits for you. Even when you're having a trying day or what we call a bad day. And we know every day God made is good, right? Yeah, even when you have a challenging or adverse day or a tough day, don't you forget that there's still some benefits in that day for you. You get fired, God still got benefits for you. He still got benefits for you. So verse 3 is our first one. He gives us two. We're going to deal with both. Who forgives all your iniquities. Benefit number one, he forgives not some, but all your iniquities. Now, iniquity is the type of sin when you know you're wrong. You know you're guilty. It ain't nobody else's fault. It's yours. You did it. You said it. You thought it. You went there and you knew it was wrong. To that person is sin. And from time to time, as anointed as you are, you can commit iniquities. Oh, Lord, I heard one that's true over there, and that was the preacher. Maybe I should come over here. From time to time, you're guilty of sin, and you know it. Sin be so powerful, you enjoy it, knowing that you're wrong. Lord, I know this wrong, but I'm enjoying it. Why is it like that, Pastor? Because sin is pleasurable. Well, I done started, I might well finish it. No, you wrong. You wrong and you know it. You wrong and you know it. You've been taught better. Man, I know I shouldn't be with these folk. Good God. Jesus, be merciful. Let me ask. You ever been guilty of sin? No, not you, Elder. I'm talking about the rest of them. We gonna admit, I'm trying to work with these jokers as hard to work with in here. Some of y'all hard to work with. Come on and come clean. Y'all ever been guilty and you knew it? Yeah. Tried to hide it? Had to hurry up and take a bath. You smell like iniquity. Smell like, say, I got to get this off me. I don't want so-and-so to know that I've been doing such and such and such. Pastor, quit talking like, no, I got to talk like that. Because sometimes you come to church and try to act like you ain't did jack. But God's eyes in every place. And he's trying to show, look, I know what you've been doing. I know what you've been doing. And I ain't happy about it. Because the wages of sin is that you keep playing with sin and you know it, you're going to hell. If you die in that sin. If you die in sin, the wages of sin is death. Is that Bible? We don't play with sin. Remember, iniquity is when you know you're guilty. You know you're wrong. Well, I wore rubber, but you know. But I didn't really stick it in. But you know. You know. You know. But I pulled out, Lord. But you know. But I only stayed for an hour. You know. James said, to him that knows to do good and he does not do it, to that person is sin. You can be saved, but still know I'm wrong. Right. Now, this is what's messed up. You done backslid if you know you're wrong and you keep practicing it. Yeah. From time to time, we know we do wrong, right? The righteous fall, right? We mess up. But the problem comes in if you say, yeah, I know I'm wrong, but let me just do it one more time. Let me just do it again. And now you practice it. You done backslid. You still coming to church, still active, but backslid. But the benefit is he forgives us. Woo, Jesus. I said he forgives us of all our iniquities. All of them. All of them. His love, the Bible said, covers a multitude of sin. That's how powerful his love is. He said, if you just come clean and confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive of all your iniquities. That's a benefit. Oh, Lord. Because I know it's been some days where I know I did wrong and I had to hurry up and say, Lord, please be merciful. I had no business doing what I did. I had no business saying what I'm saying. Am I the only one in here? No, you need to be able to pull on that benefit. Lord, I'm not where I thought I was. I need your help. One benefit I learned in church is that you will forgive me of all my iniquities. You'll forgive me. And this is what the Bible says in the book of Micah. When we get forgiveness from God, he will throw it in the depths of the sea. He'll remember it. No more. Your friend may remember your sin, but God don't. You may have to battle with your past, but God don't. When God forgives us, he wipes the slate clean. Listen to me, young folk. The Bible says, though your sins be like scarlet or obvious, he said, I will make them as white as snow. Oh, God, how many thank God for his forgiveness? No matter where you at, young people, at work, school, home, church, what have you, when you mess up, always remember, you can go to God. It's one of his benefits. Lord, I'm not perfect. I can look at David in scripture. He wasn't perfect, but you forgave him. You had mercy on him. And how many want God to continue to have mercy on him? I do not want to get to the point to where God turned me over to a reprobate mind, to where I'm practicing sin, but I'm thinking I'm okay. I'm okay. But you knowing, Baker, you doing sin? No. You jacked up. But if that's what you wanted, I have to allow you to reap what you sow. That's how God is. But if we humble ourselves, young people, under the mighty hand of God, he'll exalt us. It don't matter who you are. One of his benefits, he forgives us. Then, number two, he heals us of all diseases. That's a benefit. He heals us of all diseases, ailments, minor and major. We had a good testimony today about how the Lord heals. He used Minister Akilah to let us know, look, you're going to go through things in your body as a righteous person. That's what the Bible says. Many are the what? Afflictions of the righteous. But God will heal you. He'll heal you, young folk. You know one way God heals us? The Bible says he sent his word. And he healed them. He'll give us a word just like this. And if you hold on to it, when you get sick, God, you'll heal me. But they talking about the lion pox and the monkey pox and the mad bird disease and the cow disease. Hey, if it gets you, I heal you. All your diseases. Chronic headache, I heal you. Some of y'all are like, I don't want it. But you don't know. You don't know. You don't know what God may allow. That's how Satan went to Jesus. Let me just touch him, Lord. Let me just allow him to go through some things in his body. See if he's going to curse you and die. And see, God don't change. Nothing new under the sun. Sometimes he'll allow young people to go through something. You go to the doctor. We don't know how this came. You was allergic to something. We don't know. They don't know. God ain't revealed it. It's just something that God allowed. I learned that with my son. When he went through with his heart, They couldn't find anything. They were scratching it. We don't know what's going on. We need to test you and the rest of your family. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're trying to get me. No, no. I talked to Bishop and he taught me something. He said, no, Baker, listen, God just ain't revealing. It's hidden from man. And I began to look in the scripture. There were times where they were ready to kill Jesus. But guess what they did when he was a little baby? He was hidden from man. They couldn't find him. The king wanted to kill all the children. And the mother took Moses. And guess what she did? She hid him in a little basket. So some things, young folk, you go to the doctor, they may not be able to tell you. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. It's bigger than them. But in your mindset is, whatever it is, I got a benefit. He going to heal me of my diseases. Now, when I first got saved, y'all still with me? And I started learning about the healing power of God. I started with little stuff. When I got a headache, I plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, what you want me to do? I got this headache. You said you heal me of my diseases. Then I look in the scripture and I see folk that had simple stuff like a fever. And guess what Jesus did? He healed them. So when I saw that, I was like, they got a fever. I know you can heal me of my headache. So I quit running to aspirin. I quit running to this, that, and the third. And I trained myself to only do that if the Holy Spirit told me to do it. Because he'll guide us into what? All true. But some of us young folk, you got a bad habit. Ooh, I need an aspirin. Ooh, I need a such and such. You'll just run right to that and not even remember that you serve a God that heals you. That heals you. And I know I'm right because y'all just mouse quiet. Sometimes if you acknowledge the Lord, not sometime, but if you acknowledge the Lord, the Bible said he'll direct your path. I'll never forget this one time I was dealing with allergies. Y'all with me so far? And so I was like, Lord, it's just got to be a way. You made me. I just can't go through life just always dealing with this. I just, Lord, have mercy. I cut grass. I get hay fever. I do this. I go by dust. I just, what in the world? And it don't bother my wife or it don't bother my sons. Lord, what can I do? And so this one particular time, I never forget. Lord said, go talk to Elder Leeks. And so I went and talked to Elder Leeks. And we were just talking about herbs and so forth. And he said, Pastor, you know what I do? Man, when I battle with stuff like that, I get some I get some oil. And he was telling me, man, he said, go get you some tea tree oil. Go get you some eucalyptus oil. And go get you some, what was that last one? No, tea tree, eucalyptus, and peppermint. He said, put it in that oil, do it like this, and just mix it. He said, and when you get the feeling like that in your body, just apply it to your temple. I said, you sure? He said, yeah. And he said, it's all natural. And I knew it was when we were talking. I said, you know what? The Bible said every herb of the field God gave us for healing. So, man, I went and did what the man of God told me, and I started making little things around the house. And when that stuff started happening, I would just put that little oil, and that stuff would just open me up. I'd be like, praise God. Lord, this works. I ain't got to take this. I ain't got to take that. I ain't got to do this. I said, Lord. Your word, it works. Then one time, I don't get migraines, but one time I had one. I said, Lord, what in the world is this? How do folk live like this? I mean, I didn't want to hear no noise. My head was throbbing. And so I was talking to Bishop one time, and this is what he said. He said, just go home. I want you to eat some bread. I said, some bread? He said, yeah, just go eat some bread. And make sure you're drinking water. I said, I'm doing that. Went home, ate some bread, drunk some water, and migraine, gone. Bread. Yes, bread. No, wheat bread. Yeah. Just different things. If we acknowledge the Lord, he'll give us healing. He'll just give us healing. Just small way. But you know what we be guilty of? Or many of us, we'll just, hey, stomach hurt, Pepto-Bismol all. Or go get me a Tums, go do this. Why not just acknowledge the Lord who made you so he can heal you? Man, I was going through, man, I had bubble guts real bad. Man, I was hurting real bad. Y'all ever been there? Man, God's spitting out some good stuff on this morning. And I got to talking to Elder, because these are folk that are like-minded. Elder Jackson at the time. He said, Baker, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. He said, you need to go and you need to just get you a small teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. He said, that's all you need. Just take a teaspoon of that. He said, and stomach problems, gone. Man, I went home. I had some in the closet. I went home and it was nasty, but I did what it said. And stomach problems was gone. We serve a God that will heal us. And who knows your body better than God? So don't forget, he's the one that heals you. Sometimes he'll just tell you, you need to go rest. Lay down. Cut that phone off. And just get you some rest. How many ever been sick in your body before? And you will be. And some folk be like, I don't receive that. It don't matter if you don't want to receive that. This body is not incorruptible. It's flesh. Things are going to happen. Right? Or this body is corruptible. So you're going to go through things. But we serve a God that heals us. Number 3. Let's go to verse 4. Verse 4. Y'all still with me? Notice the next benefits. I'm about to close it. Who redeems your life from destruction. Lord, have mercy. He redeems your life from ruin. If you ever make a mistake and you mess yourself up, you serve a God that can redeem you. That's why I like to tell folks, yeah, you got pregnant. You shouldn't have. But your life ain't over. God can still redeem you. Well, you got locked up. You may have to serve your time. The Lord will bring you through it, but he can redeem you. My thing is, why go through all that stuff? But sometimes some folk just got to learn the hard way. But the benefit of serving God is he'll redeem your life from destruction. You don't need to move, son. You need to stay here. I want to do what I want to do. And you do what you want to do. And you mess up your credit. This, that, and the other happened. Well, you should have listened. But at least you serve a God that can redeem you. Look, you don't need to sign that. Don't get that. You paying too much for that. No, I can handle it. And then you go do it. And lose it. Well, that's okay. You got an experience now. Wonderful thing about God, he can redeem you. He can help get your financial life back in order. Boy, I'm a living testimony of that. Woo, I done messed up some money back in my young days. I hope y'all be listening to this teaching. You ain't got to go that way. Just take your time. But if you do mess up, we serve a God that can redeem you. You shouldn't have got with that person right there. Jesus. Matter of fact, you hate that you even met that person. But you did. Because you was feeling yourself. But the wonderful thing about it is God can redeem you. Now that person may have to be in your life for the rest of your life. But God can redeem. And notice, he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with what? Good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. God shows us loving kindness. When we don't deserve certain things, God still do stuff for us. Woo, that's a loving God. God will be merciful. You don't deserve it, Baker, but I'm still going to do it for you. I'm still going to help you. I should leave you out there, but I ain't going to leave you. Because I said I never leave you and I never forsake you. And see, that's what God is doing to some of us right now. He's showing you mercy. He's showing you his loving kindness. You should have lost some things, but God has been merciful. You should have went down with the rest of them, but God is being merciful. You should have got your license suspended, but God is being merciful. You should have got kicked out of school or expelled, but God is being merciful. These are benefits that God has for us. And remember, young folk, we don't need to forget them. Every day, he'll load us down with benefits. Are you leaving here looking for them benefits every day? I'm serious. How many are leaving here every day? You looking for something that's going to protect you, prosper you, and deliver you? Where are those hands at? Be honest with me. Don't you miss anything God has for you. Amen? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for...